We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Provena katese brega dala brana si vona holy brega dala prise vana highs to fini highs to see. E brega dali yun tisi hun. Bring you notices, bring you notice. Bring you it. Oh, bring you it. Is to 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 bring you it. For even I've had mercy, even I've had mercy upon you, even for to show you, even for to show you my grace, even for to show you my face, even for to show you my face, even for to open it up to you, even for to lift up my countenance even upon you. For brande si funo holy crest even bronde feleberatisia. For I want to show you things to come. I want to show you things to come. I want to show you things that are before, things that are before you, things that are ahead, things that are ahead, things that are in their time. Even things that are in their time that are shortly to come to pass. Even things that have been aligned and arranged. Even as occurrences for to come. Even for to come. I want to give you even understanding and clarity and insight. Even into those things that are before my face. For there are things before my face I want to bring you into. For a season past. Even for a season in the past, for one called Moses even desired to see my face, but yet I showed him things that had happened behind. But even in this season, I want to bring things that are before, things that are ahead, even things to come, even things to come, even things to come. Even things to come. For you before, even before my face. Even before my face. For I've taken the light in you. Even I've taken the light in you. And by myself, even I've sworn even to show you. Even to show you. Even to make clear. Even to make clear. Even those things that have been revealed, but they are yet sealed. I want to unseal them. It's the season of unsealing, even unsealing the things that have been revealed but yet sealed. I want to unseal them. I want to show them to you. I want to make them plain. I want to show you the things that are before my very face, even before my very face, even before me, even to come. For these things are the things that will bring you to me. Even these things are the things that would draw you to me. Even you need to see these things. You need to see the things that my eyes are beholding. Even the things that are before my face for you to come. Even for you to come even to the place, where you can see my face. Even where you can see my face. For you need to see the things that are before my face for you to come see my face. I want to show you the things that are just before before my face, for you must see those things for you to have the right of way, even to see my face, even to see my face. For it's a season of mercy that is upon you. It's a season of mercy that is before you. For you will see, you will see. You begin to minister from that place of mercy, even from the place where you begin to talk about the things that are before me, even the things that my eyes are beholding. Even for you need to even see even those things for you to begin to even have right of way, for to see, even to see, even to see my face. For even the season of my face, the appearing of my face is even ahead. But I want to bring the things that are before my face for you, so you can participate in those things to come. For I want you to appear before me. I want to raise a generation that can appear before me, that I can stand before me, that I can unveil my very face. That is my aim. I want to show you my face. I want you to see me as I am. I want you to see me as I am. But I want to bring you through the protocols, even through the protocols, even the protocols, even the protocols that you But the protocols to see, even the protocols to see, amen. Even the protocols to see. It is a prophetic season. The spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy. For I will yet cause you to prophesy. See the Lord.
Can we all say amen? Amen. All right, let's see Songs of Solomon, chapter 6. I decided to continue with the burden of the Spirit that the Lord had laid in our hearts, and God's servant labored last weekend. Remember years ago, I began some series on the book of Songs of Solomon. I think I taught for a while, and then the Lord ended it. I just saw a inroad back, like a confirmation in my spirit that we should go and labor again, laying blocks in our soul. Can we say amen? Solomon is a lover, and he is the John of the New Testament. That is who he is. So he's a man that, a wise man is a love man. You can have wisdom and not be a lover. So Solomon has some keys into certain aspects of divine nature and even eternal nature. Solomon saw some of the designs of eternal nature in love. All right? He could see, because raw eternal life is love. Raw love. What I mean? Love to his highest potency is in eternal life or in eternity. Solomon saw to that point. He had breakthrough into the realm of eternal thoughts. He could describe it in passionate love. Hallelujah. So that's why he wrote songs. Song of Songs is a description of the arrangement of God's nature from everlasting to eternal life. So Solomon saw them in slabs or layers of truth describable by love. So that's why it's not easy for a carnal soul to understand Songs of Solomon. You just think it's about, toasting a sister. You know what I'm talking about? Can we say amen? Now, I'm not saying you cannot operate at that level. I'm only saying it's far more. So I remember as a young Christian, we don't normally near the book. We didn't understand what it meant. It's not easy to unravel the mystery of love. How many of you know that love is a mystery? Because God is love. Yes, and love is the highest mystery of God. Love is the highest mystery of God. And unraveling love is unraveling God. So it's not easy to break into the document of wisdom that inscribed Songs of Solomon. Because he's a lover. He's a love soul that... And you know, there's something about love and singing. Song goes with love. How many of you know that? All right? If you're a lover, you'll be a singer. Yeah. Songs describe the heart of love. Songs describe the heart of love. And songs are natural to spirits. You know, man is a spirit. Songs are natural to spirit. The soul, God designed even the soul of man as a singing soul. Believe me. Someone say, I'm not a musician. You don't need to be. It's not about a musician. So singing is natural to the soul. And that's why at times, a lot of things can bypass your reasoning and can enter your spirit. A song can bypass your reasoning and enter your spirit. If Satan wants to pollute you, it doesn't need to go. It doesn't need to go through your mind. A song can reach your spirit and bypass the door of your mind. That's how powerful songs are. Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen. So those songs are revelations of God's nature. Song is a revelation of God's nature. So Song of Songs is the highest song, first out of songs. I believe that the song is the eternal song that you fetch out of everlasting songs. It is the Song of Songs, which is Solomon. So Solomon broke into certain eternal thoughts. Those songs are songs of salvation. The song is a song of reigning. So there is a song of reigning that is the nature of reigning that you fetch out of songs of salvation. God's servant was laboring around that. Amen. It's not Bob Marley that sang the song of redemption. Actually, I like that song. I will not lie. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. You know, I'm not a religious person. If you like, hate me. Now you know. Marley had some kind. So when Daddy was talking about it last week, it just touched my spirit. I grew up hearing Marley. In those days, our parents had all those turntables. So we had Bob Marley and the Wailers. You know, he sang about love too. I hope he got born again before he died. I saw one of the clips he did. He said he doesn't, He said he wants everlasting life. Life forevermore. Meanwhile, many Christians don't know. You just know the kind of soul he was. Heaven designed that soul. He was a soul seeking for something. Because when I heard some of his biography, he was looking for something. He now found it in Rastafarians. Was searching. You know, many Christians can be vain. So he was looking for, he had a soul that was looking. So he just saw that, that very fluid life. I miss Rastafarians. And I know Rastafarians. I know them very well. They used to be around my area. They can be very, they don't hold this world like this. So they believe in living for people and being kind. Those are satanic perversions for the truth. The church is supposed to have that. Yes, sir. All right? So it's not Marley that sang redemption song. It was the lamp. Yes, sir. The lamp is the composer of redemption song. Yes, and it was sung by the 144,000. Can we say amen? So songs means life. Song means nature. So songs of Solomon are everlasting song or songs of salvation. So you need songs of salvation to break into the song of the throne. There's a song of the throne. There's a song you only You sing it when you're on the throne. So you now understand that the 144,000 needed to be redeemed from the earth and from amongst men to sing that song. The Bible said no man could learn that song. Can we say amen? I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Let's see Revelation 14. All right. I'm coming back to Songs of Solomon. And lo, I looked, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. With him are 144,000. So these were with him. That word with means they were in the same fellowship. They were in the fellowship of the lamb. And having his father's name. So it means that they had received the inheritance of the Father's name. Name there represents nature. What did I say name represents?
Nature.
All right. So having the Father's nature written, so their right nature upon soul. So meaning that this was a seal for a work. The Father's name was a seal for a work. So this is actually the conclusion of the Father's nature in the soul. Because the Father's name here is the nature of the true God. We know that the Father is both living and true. And in Revelation 7, the first sealing was the seal of the living God. All right? And the last seal of the Father is the seal of the true God. So it means that the 144,000 became true. They became true worshippers. Thank you. To be living means you can respond to God. To be true means you can serve God fully. It means they could serve God fully. They could render service to God fully. Now, I'm just showing you why they're using song. All right? Song. I heard the voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So harps are instruments of songs, instruments of salvation. What did I call harps? So I heard harpers harping. So I like it. So it means that you will have an app. You become enrolled in everlasting choir when you are redeemed from the earth. You become a soul. Your soul becomes music to God. Your soul becomes a rhythm to God. So that app is the fact that you can generate pleasure. Oh, you're not saying amen.
Amen.
The soul can generate pleasure. The soul can harp. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So I heard the voice of harpers harping. So a sign that you are redeemed is that you have an harp. Now you have an harp means you are made as an harp. Meaning they configure harp in your soul. So it means everlasting works is the building of harps in the soul. So it means what they seal are harp souls. So the name of the Father, they can't give you if you don't have harp. So they construct harp by redeeming you from the earth and from amongst men. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
You know, go and study about harps. The way harps are different. They're just the way, the kind of sound that breaks out of the harp. You need skill for a harp. You know? So it's just showing us the kind of work that God wants to do in the soul of man that can render worship to God. So your singing is your worship. Now, I'm not talking about what we're not singing right now. In this order, your singing is your worship. So there are apps. All right? And the song, as it were, a new song. Let's look at that. The song, as it were, a new song before the throne. So, you know, the Lord was telling me, teaching me last week, was when God's servant started. You know, he just touched it on Friday and left it. And I was, the thing stuck with me. That this head is full of songs. And I don't know why songs, the purpose of songs more. I'd always known. Songs bring sounds on the earth. What did I say song bring? Now, sounds and lights go together. You know that sounds, I mean, I think I'm talking physics. Sound. I don't know the one that, I think it is, light travels faster than sound. So, but you see, every light has a sound. What did I say? There's something about sound. Sound is like a government. When you're under a sound, you're under a government. And that's why when you look at a generation of people on the earth, maybe you say some people are Gen Zs and all that, check it, there's a sound. There's a sound that Satan will make available. That sound is not just that they are hearing music. They're not just hearing music. They are beating a nature in their soul. You know, all those things are not ordinary. Sound, even dances. They are nature of spirits that are being cultured in the soul. People don't know. All right? So I noticed that gradually, what Satan did that? Satan gradually took away certain sound from the church. We don't have something. Even some of the worship we sing is noisy. It's a sound. So the sound, Satan will fill the head with so much sound. Such that even those singing Christian songs are using Satan's sound. So the idea is that people will not change. Because sound shifts nature or retain nature. So it's I understand, I can relate with it. So there are many sounds on the earth, and at times it's difficult. It's difficult to pick the sound of the Lord. To pick the sound of the Lord. The Lord must make us have ears for his sound. There's so much rhythms on the earth. Those rhythms are not actually, they are not natural. They are not holy rhythms. They are very unholy. So let's go back there. So Joseph could learn a new song. Now, why they could pick that new sound? It means that eternal life has its own sound. Through a song, yes. It's a sound for raining. It's a raining sound. So it means that God himself, God, of course, we know God is light. But God is also, if God has light, God also has a sound. There's a sound in God. There is a rhythm in God. There is a song in God that describes the nature of his life. So, now when the Bible says, and there is a song, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song. No man could learn that song. So, what gives you facility to learn that song is redemption. Or a salvation. Redemption from the earth and from amongst men is redemption from the song of the earth and the songs of men. Is redemption from the songs of the earth and the songs of men. So meaning that you don't have facility to hear this song and learn it. You have to also learn it. So eternal life is an understanding that can be administered to those that have been redeemed fully from the earth and from amongst men. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Well, I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So redemption is measured in love. Your redemption describes your love gauge. So redemption, when you say redemption, the more redeemed you are from the forces of corruption, the more nature of love that you are trapping. So love describes your escapes from death. Love describes your escape from death. So this is not an ordinary thing. In Revelations chapter 14. So no one could learn that song except the 144,000, which were what? Redeemed from the earth. You need to be redeemed from the earth to be able to learn the song. So song is life. Song is love. Song is nature. Song. Song is a character or a manner of life. Manner of life. It's a song. So there are songs of the bride. The songs of the bride are the songs of songs. So what songs of Solomon is just recording bridal song. Bridal song. I'll get there in a bit. Now look at verse 4. And so these are they which were not defiled. These are they. So those he was describing those that were able to learn that song. That song is actually the song on the throne. It's a song that you learn when you are tronic. So it's only the bride that can learn this. So now, who Solomon described as the Shulamite is what we are seeing here. This is the Shulamite church. What did I say this is? Shulamite means complete or perfect. Shulamite. It means peace, but that peace is perfect peace or complete peace. Shulamite. So the Shulamite church is the fully redeemed church or the bridal church. Now you can say the Shulamite church is the glorious church without spot or blemish. So, and this is the project of the Lord Jesus for this age. You know what I found out? This has not been able to leave my spirit. Jesus is looking for ministers that will prepare his bride. I'm telling you. It's sad that you don't have too many, sir. Because, sir, Pastor, you need to be a friend of the bridegroom. To be consumed with the passion of preparing the Lord's bride. If you're not a friend of the bride, you're not even hear the trumpet. The trumpet that prepares the bride is a special trumpet. It's a shofar that is only friends of the bridegroom that can hear it. It's a merciful thing when you encounter such a ministry. It means that you are already responding to becoming the Lord's bride. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So like I've said, you are in the body of Christ does not mean you are his bride. The Lord Jesus will take his bride out of the body or prepare his bride. I like the word preparing the bride. So it means that there is a making of the bride out of his body. Now, Jesus loves every man. More than that, Jesus even loves every believer in the body. But Jesus is coming for his bride. That's a very hard thing to say. Now, I'm talking about the concept of the physical rapture. What we know as the rapture is actually the coming of the bridegroom for his bride. And it's not everybody that is bride. This is the mistake. Let me not say it's a mistake. It's the ignorance of the much of the believers. So actually, in actual sense, most Christians are not prepared for the Lord's coming. They are not. Because the Lord's coming is coming as a bridegroom. All right? Now, it's coming as a bridegroom. His physical coming, listen to this, is predicated on his coming in the spirit. He will have been coming. His coming is the grooming of the bride. Or let me use the, is coming and is appearing. Everybody say appearing.
Appearing
are comings to groom the bride. So when you see Jesus physically appear, it's a culmination of comings. It means a bride has made herself ready. This is very important. We have to reestablish eschatology. I don't know. I've not been. Maybe, you know, a time will come where I can discuss this with some of the ministers. But I believe in the rapture, physical rapture. It's just that the concept has been misunderstood largely, that rapture is escape from Antichrist. Can we say amen?
Amen.
May the Lord grant us understanding.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes,
take me back to Revelation. So, I'm going somewhere. It says, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. So he's not talking about physical women. He's talking about lusts of this world. All right? So they have escaped the corruption in the world through lust. What can we say amen to that?
Amen.
So these are virgin souls. So the Lord told me that we have virgin souls in the sanctuary. You have most virgin souls in the Most Holy. So is a progression of virginity till you sit on the throne. Now, when you sit on the throne, you are now an eternal virgin. So the bride, the glorious church, or the bridal church is an eternal virgin soul. That is a soul that has been eternally locked with the bridegroom. This is a very powerful thing. So your virginity is your separation unto God. I hope I'm not kind of using that word. Those are words that have been abused. You know, there was a time Satan raised some bad boys that made it look that when you are a virgin as a lady that you are stupid. I don't know how Satan did that. These guys are really wicked. They made it so much that it was not a thing of pride anymore. Like now. So people even now want to defy themselves. And then when you are a virgin, people laugh at you that you are stupid. Can you imagine? How does Satan talk good thing? I mean, something precious, they just twist it. I mean, very well. Those spirits are wicked. They hurt to suffer. Honestly, they have to suffer. Those people have to suffer. They are, what do you think, sir? How can you twist something good? And you now make it look like nothing. Abba, Abba, Abba. So, the journey through the tabernacle is a journey of perfection in virginity. The journey through the tabernacle, through the courts of the tabernacle, is a journey of perfection in virginity. I showed you, there was a time I shared a vision about a minister I know is going to be with the Lord. I had an experience where he built a tabernacle like with carbon paper and all that. And then he said, I think he went out and came back and he now saw that the tabernacle changed to a wedding ring. The old tabernacle he built changed to become a wedding ring. That looks strange, right? The Lord allowed you to build a tabernacle. Then you now, maybe you now put the prototype of the tabernacle on your stool. You now go out and come back. By the time you came back, that old prototype of tabernacle you built became a wedding ring. So what the Lord was saying is that it is journey through the tabernacle that will make the bride wed you. Oh, did you hear what I'm saying? So the tabernacle is preparation to become bridal. That's what it means. So that tabernacle is the making of the bride. That tabernacle journey from the outer court to the holy, through the holy place, is an eternal template of making the bride. Pastor, those are doctrines of the kingdom. What did I say they are? Doctrine of Christ and God. The outer court and the holy place, or the inner court of the temple, and the sanctuary is the measurement of the doctrine of Christ. Then the most holy, which is also the true tabernacle, is the measurement for the doctrine of God, both the living and the true God. So you can see the tabernacle is just measurement of understanding. Each landmark is a consecration unto God and a departure from sin. So, can we all say amen?
Amen.
What did I say it is? It's a consecration to God. So you can see, so as you are journeying through the tabernacle, you are becoming more virgin. What does it mean to become a virgin? Ask me. You will become innocent of sin. You will not know sin. You will not know death. You become a child. No wonder who sits on the throne is a child. That childness is virginity. That's a virgin of the throne. You know, children are very innocent. They don't know how to keep death. Children don't know how to keep death. Children of these days, they are not as innocent as before. And it's a concern. It's a concern. And I want to share some of those concerns with you. I used to believe that people used to think that my own is too much. If you think my own is too much, I pity you. Yes, I know that I am a blessed preacher. I know it. It's not pride. I know. I know what God put in me since my teenage years. So if you think that their own is too much, you don't know what you are saying, sir. Some of the children coming out now, they are not as innocent as before. Death has found its way inside women's womb. Yes. So some of them come, they are a little bit exposed. So they need certain kind of parents. The demand for parenting to be windbreakers. The demand is higher now. I'm telling you. Because of the wavelength of death. The wavelength of death is stronger. So you need people that have a strong spirit to be able to reduce his activity. You have to do more than religion. You must carry presence. Now, and this is very important. That's why you have to race fast away from sin and death. In your mind, in your heart. It's very important. So, a man-child is on the throne. That man-child is the queen of the Lamb. What did I say the man-child is? So she is a child. Meaning she has come to the highest state of virginity in God. So it means that there are levels. Once you enter into the tabernacle, virginity, the journey of virginity begins. Meaning they begin to gradually close the soul. Now, before you enter into the tabernacle, the soul has not begun. They don't treat the soul from enclosing it from the world yet. Right? So you need to, meaning that what begins to treat the soul from the virus of sin and death is the teaching of Christ. Very important. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I will sit down in a bit. Hallelujah. So they begin to treat the soul. So once the soul enters into the courts, the treatment from the virus of sin and death, which is the virus of this world, will begin to get attended to. So the bride is a priestly bride. She's priestly because you need priestly substances to treat her. Can we all say amen?
Amen?
So, These are they that are not defiled with women, meaning they have become undefiled. That's what it means. And what makes you undefiled is that you are walking the way. The way of the Lamb is the way of undefilement. The way is broken into three parts. The way of the Lamb, I'm talking about the Most Holy Lamb. In the way is incorruptible, undefiled, unfading. Psalm 119, blessed are they that what? Walk in blessed are they that walk. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Actually, what it means is that you get undefiled in the way. It is as you walk that way that you pick up that nature. He says, blessed are they that are undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. So this is not precept, this way. Who walk in the spirit of the Lord's nature. What that does is that it sets them apart with the nature that is undefiled. So it means that even though you are born again, you are programmed to still corrupt by the virtue of sin nature that is in the soul. You are still corruptible, that's what it means. Or you still have corruption. That's a better word. You still have corruption. Meaning the forces of sin and death are still at work in your members. Can we say amen? Amen. So it takes the revelation of the way of the Lord to begin to break the power and the hold of corruption on the soul. First, the corruption that is in this world through lust. All right? The corruption that is in this world through lust is handled by the treatment of the wisdom of Christ. The treatment of the wisdom of Christ is what begins to break down the power of the corruption that is in this world through lust. So how does Satan sell that corruption? He weaved it by lusts. So we buy into corruption of this world because it is laced with lust. What is lust? Lust is something attractable. It pulls your soul. You know, food that kill are sweet. Amen. Imagine if something that can destroy you was not sweet, you won't eat it. So Satan designed the world to be attractable to the soul so that you will buy into it. So it takes the consecration, or no, let me use the word sanctification by the wisdom of Christ to consecrate the soul unto God. Meaning the power of sin and death, or the temple of this world in the soul, is being decimated. Now, what do you need temple for? For worship. So the world built in the soul is gradually raising the soul to be a worship, to give worship to the dragon. So you now see why the soul must be treated with truth. Oh, you are not following me. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So these were undefiled by women. All right? Those are lusts of this world. These are they that, for they were virgins. All right? These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever it would. It goeth. So this is, they were redeemed from amongst men, being what? This is where I'm going. Being what? First fruits unto God. Look at that. First fruits unto God. And what? Unto the Lamb. So these are men that became first fruits. Heaven harvested them to the throne. All right? So now they can now learn a song on the throne. So the song on the throne is a song in the Godhead. What did I say? Say that one more time. So that's the man-child church. The man-child. So the man-child is armed with consecrations. The man-child is armed. So the arms of the man-child are the incorruptible laws of God's nature. So the Lord told me, say, love is an arm. So So when they are, when the soul is being weaved by laws of love, they are harming the soul. And I say, okay, that's true. It's not ordinary that you respond back in love if you are assaulted. It means you have been harmed. Something happened recently. I just noticed the response of my heart. No bitterness. I was even pitying the person. I was now wondering, this one is not, I'm pitying the person. Why should somebody do this? You know? So I now notice that that response is a proof that the work has gone in the soul. Has someone done something evil to you and the natural response is replying evil? And then you just, what is coming out of your heart is blessing. You see, that blessing is a product of a love work. When I mean love work, not W-A-L-K, W-O-R-K. They have done a work inside. So your wiring is just your response. Hey, yeah, Lord, I bless this person. No. Do not take this against that person. Just show him mercy or show her mercy. So love is an arm of God. So the arms of the everlasting God are love arms. We are making progress. What did I say? The arms of the everlasting God. Ah. So Pastor CGA, Kabone Kasena, what we destroy dead is love. Yo! No, before I come here, take me to Deuteronomy 33 verse 27. So if they are training you to walk in love, they are arming you against your enemies. When I mean your enemies, it's not any physical person. Look at me. No physical person on earth is your enemy. Now, except guys have won Satan fully. That means that they are not different from Satan. They have become Satan's. It's actually hard to get those kind of people like that. Come on. They are a special breed of Satan. Now, some people are like that, like Alex. That guy was not an ordinary. That was an agent. That was A. Smith. That was A. Smith of Satan. You know what I'm talking about? J. Smith of Satan. Alex became A. Smith of Satan. Yeah, his name is even Alex, eh? All right. Kai! AJ Smith. And he has Alexander the Copper Smith. Pastor, thank you, sir. This is it. Maybe this is where they got it from. Yo! So this guy became evil. So you can, a man can journey and become evil. Now, listen, before you become evil, you will have received the corruptible seed. So many unbelievers right now don't have corruptible seed. And normally what Satan does is that Satan will raise men that will begin to teach corruptible seed. Thank you. People like Cain, they will go ahead. At times, false prophets teach corruptible seed. You can't even receive corruptible seed. You don't have sense to receive corruptible seed if you have not become ungodly. They will train you to the point where you see glory in it. Now, so currently now, if some evil men teach corruptible seed, some people will not pick it because they don't have sense for it. You need some kind of training of the soul. That's why, amen. That's why you should not love the world. Yes. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For what's in the... So the love of the world trains the soul. The love, or let me use the word, using John's language, the things of this world are training of the soul to become what? Ungodly. So like I've taught you before, what John divided into three, Paul divided into two. John called it lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Pride of life is actually what? Ungodliness. So an ungodly soul can relate with the corruptible seed of Satan. And the corruptible seed of Satan is an evil seed. Now, all men, amen, are you following me?
Yes,
all men have the propensity of for evil that is dead in a dormant form. That may never be triggered till you leave this world. All men have propensity to be evil, but it's just there. In fact, most times, spirits cannot reach it. There's a way God did. You don't know that God is wise. Even in the fall, God did programs to keep evil spirits from reaching certain things inside you. If not, all of us would have become Antichrist. Even before we got born again. You don't understand? The evil spirits will not wait. Evil spirits will not wait. Some of you, even before you got born again, you had good conscience. You know, there were certain things God did in your soul. All those things are operations of mercy. God factored the fact that evil spirit will not have easy access into man. God was doing all those things. If God did not put all those barriers in the soul, sir, listen. Let me stand up again. Listen, are you with me? Your soul has gates. Gates of protection that God puts in there by mercy. That is not easy. Even when you were a sinner, those gates were intact. If all those things were not there, sir, what if you have been gone? So at times, what evil spirit does? Evil spirit knows that. You know, many of these things now, God is opening your understanding. So at times, evil spirit starts early with your great, great, great father. They are planning, they know that they can't get the first seven generation. But if they can continue in that level of consistency, by the time you reach one generation, they could just have a seed of evil. The guy under 10 has sense to do evil. When you chase it very well, it didn't begin with him. They were already working in his family tree to configure that nature. So at times, God himself is always watching. That's why at times, you just find out that in your family, you just get born again. All those things is to break propensity of flourishing of evil to the next generation. God is so merciful. He's so merciful. At times, that one person that even gets born again out of five is mercy on that family. Because certain things can just stop. There's a consciousness that everybody knows that. You know, that we know you genuinely got born again. They will have some kind of consciousness of God. God just wants to put a consciousness in a home. Just one person. You know, all those things are acts of mercy. If not, they will have been easy training for corruptible seed of evil. So evil. Evil. Can we all say amen?
Amen?
So I'm saying the reason why you should not love this world. When you love this world, you have what I call satanic art of flesh to receive corruptible seed. Just like when you walk in the wisdom of Christ, when you learn Christ, the Lord, they take away your heart of stony heart and give you an heart of flesh. What is heart of flesh? It's just a heart that is fertile enough to receive the seed of God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So you can actually understand satanic operations through doctrine. Satan does not have any other thing. You just pervert doctrine. To use for his own systems also. So Satan also has corruptible seed that he also gives and then he nurtures. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So I was talking about the man child. So the man child is the queen. All right. Now let's go to Psalm 45. I'll do introduction this week. I'll be doing a series on this. I've not even entered Songs of Solomon. I just sense I should just stay there for a while. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Psalm 45. Take me to verse, all thy palaces. All right. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. We're going to see this as we look at the Songs of Solomon. They are spices to treat the soul.
Yes, sir.
You know, when I did study and I saw all those spices in Songs of Solomon, and I went to research on them, I saw that many of them were healing spices. They were healing they were to heal the soul of diseases. Some heal, some are for scenting of the soul. You know, we have different kind of perfume. We have oil-based perfume. Those ones are designed to last longer. Yes, because they're carotenes inside. So when you use oil-based perfume over the years, actually you're supposed to use it on your skin, not on your clothes. So a good oil-based perfume will be mild on your skin. Meaning it does not, and make sure it's the right one. So they don't give you cancer of the skin. All right? But the idea is that when you use an oil-based perfume over the years, if some are not even just the one some you bathe with them. You have a jacuzzi, all this bath and all that. You put some spices in it, you pour it inside, you enter into it, you stay for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So is the idea is for it to enter into your skin pores. At times, when some of those treatments, when you do them, people that do spa know what I'm talking about. When you do some of those skin treatments, they take things out of your oil. Deadly things leave your skin. So when I looked at all those spices, I found out that many of them were medicinal. Some of them are, one of them, I wrote them down, I'm going to get there in this series. Some of them were calming spices, soothing spices. Spices that will make you sleep. So I now know that some people not sleeping is a disease. Turbulence on the soul. Restlessness. So when they treat the soul enters rest. When the Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep, it's not talking about physical sleep. It's the soul that is the beloved. So a beloved soul is the soul that will be at sleep. At peace, at rest. So when you even see somebody that is not at rest, those are the kind of people you admire, sir. The guy is sick. Turbulence is a sign of disease. The turbulence of a soul. At times, you know how saved you are, and how at peace your soul is. You are just always at rest. I'm not talking about lazy people. People that can sleep and speak like this. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the soul is at rest. That is a measure of salvation and consecration. Meaning when you look at something, you're at rest because you always see things from God's perspective. So you're at rest. You pray from the place of rest. You handle life issues from the place of rest. It's a place of deep assurance of God's person and God's program. Please understand what I'm saying. If you don't understand what I'm saying, you will not be. Pastor said that we should not pray for marriage. You don't understand me. You are not hearing well. How long do you want to pray for a marriage partner? Ask me. How long? How many years of every prayer? You want to pray? I'm not saying don't pray. How many years you want to pray? Is God wicked? You want to pray for marital partner for 5 years? Abba. Every day. God. 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 Oko. 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 Yeah. Your God is not a tax master. So I'm not saying don't pray. I'm saying that when you pray, you should have received substance. Since now, give thanks and move on. Your life is more, much more than that. There are many things that God has planned for you for. You have not prayed the epistle prayer, sir. So some of you don't see that praying the will of God answers for needs. Don't you know that when you put God first, He remembers you? You have to learn that. You have to know it. If you don't know that, you don't know God. Then you don't trust God. Some of us, we don't trust God. You think God is fake. So when you are walking with God, it's like you are doing one leg in. Your leg is here, as in, most sure. It's all about fail. I have something to bounce back on. You are not wise. You don't know God. Spend your time knowing God. I've never seen anybody that known God, that God disappointed. It's not possible. If you have fears, go and drown your fears in knowing God. Your fear is a sign that you are sick. Yes. Fear is sickness. Fear is torment. When you think of life and you're afraid, it shows that you are sick. So you need to give yourself to God, that when you think of the future, all you see is God. I cannot serve God and I will suffer. I cannot walk with God and I will not have a good man. Yes, yes. Not just any brother. I cannot be a just sister and God will not give me a just brother. What are you telling me? I'm telling you, God is a faithful God. He is too faithful. So if you want to serve God, serve Him. If you want to walk, do kalo, what do they call it? Toa she kalo kalo, she kalo kalo, But I want to more long, want to They are not moved. They know God. They have researched into God. They know that God does not fail. I want you to get in your walk with God where Satan cannot negotiate you out again. Into compromises, yes. You have to walk with God that much. If you walk with God, you'll be poor. How will you be poor? It's not possible. I'm telling you, it's not possible. When you walk with God to a point, certain you understand the laws of the Spirit. I'm not talking about rich like Dangote. It's not that. That's not God's. You just understand certain things just begins to work. All right? I told God some things I wanted. I noticed that as I'm growing, God now is giving me taste. It's not meal. God is giving me taste. He's increasing my taste. And I told God, I saw something in my mind, a natural. I said, God, I don't mind this thing. Yes, I said, but I know you give me in your time. And I had peace in my heart. Like I knew that God is going to, the prayer was already answered. It was a prayer done out of fellowship with God. Yes, based on the fact that I have walked with Him for years and I know He does not fail.
Yes,
and God even knows that for me, He's already getting to a point where He's already trusting me.
That's true. I like that, sir.
I said, don't worry, just focus on my plan. I have your back. That's how you should serve God. Hallelujah. All this Christianity that is all around, where people are afraid. Why don't you see the world believers are serving Satan? Those are the things I told myself. I said, the day I get born again, I will be on fire. I saw a lot of Christians, they were not sure of what they wanted. Some Christians, some believers can confuse them. Yes, if you go and meet some bad guys, it's like they know what they are doing. They are serving Satan well. Oh, sure, my guys, they don't say. They're serving Satan with all their... Guys, wake up Sunday morning and they are enjoying themselves. Serving Satan, have 5 girls in their room, boozing, enjoying themselves. They are doing it with all their minds. Toba masi olon si olon dada. Toba masi eshu lo si eshu. I say, Pastor, it's today lo si eshu. No, come as your Lord. Let your eyes be single. So I don't want anything that God does not give me. Yes. I don't want anything that God does not give me. I don't want money that is not from God. I don't want children that is not from God. I don't know. I don't want a wife. God gave me my wife. God gave me, every time I thank God for my wife. God gave me my wife. God gives wife. God gives husband. God gives job. God gives car. Sir, my car is not ordinary car. My car is a gift from God. The house I live, a gift of God. Favor. Everything. Everything. When you are walking, so focus on your walk with God. People should get this in. Let it settle. If you don't like this thing, you don't love God. It means you are an idol worshiper somewhere. You need to settle this. I'm just showing you. Pastor Sichi, these are the characteristics of a virgin. And I know that, this virginity thing is just singularized. That's it, what it means. They don't have time for everything. They're just single. They focus on the Lord. They trust the Lord. That order of Christianity must not leave the earth. Everything is the Lord. The Lord. He's the Lord now. We trust the Lord for everything. Don't make decisions out of compromise. You will still suffer for it. Barely. This pastor is hard. You will understand later. You will still suffer for it. Any decision you make out of compromises, you will understand. The Lord will not let you know that this thing, you did not listen. So you still have a message that you will not do it again. You will still do the course. Can we say amen? Amen. Sir, die the death once. All dying are dying. You know what I did? May you die this die once. Sir. Sir, kui, yes, sir. See, don't save the flesh for tomorrow. You see, when you save flesh for tomorrow, the death will be more terrible, sir. Some people, Jesus is pursuing them with sword. when they run away. You know that it's more painful. Have you ever noticed that in those days when we were growing up, injection. We didn't used to take tablets. It was injection. And you know me, I grew up in the house of a doctor and a nurse. So if you don't want to fall sick. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to fall sick. You know, amen. If you fall sick, the next thing is, oh yeah, wagbabere. See what I said? So you did the dread of injection. You just, what you are saying, you just say, kilo share, I'm okay. You arrange yourself. People don't take injection again now. In that time, the only major drug was chloroquine. And now I used to scratch most people. You scratch and scratch. I used to have scratch problem with chloroquine. So the fastest way out was injection. And I remember then, injection then, when you the more you shout, the more it's painful. You don't understand? Why don't you? So when they choke, they say, yeah. I noticed from experience that when I shout, taking injection, they didn't pay me more. So anytime they want to give me injection, I just keep quiet. Tell the neighbor, say, die once. What I do, I just noticed that before I know it is gone. It is gone. But when I do between drama, you see, we'll pay you. I remember one injection I took. I was walking like a career for weeks. And the reason is because I was shouting. Yeah. If my daddy give injection, Everybody will line up for mommy. Come on, take it. Everybody will go. Mommy's like, will line up. If you take my daddy's injection, how? This is how you'll be walking. Hallelujah. You know why I'm saying that? Some of us, we are afraid of laying down our lives. We are still afraid. You have heard enough. You don't need more. You don't need too much revelation anymore. You have heard enough to just be laying every day. Eh? You know, the more you are laying down your life, the more debt is reducing your soul. Debt is there for your soul, wasa. Oh, better kajema. I mean, I come on, you say, dear. Don't be afraid. Let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of loving God. Don't be afraid of getting lost with God. If you think that there's nothing in this, there's something in this world that makes you afraid, that if I don't have it, I'm finished. It shows that you don't know God enough. Think about it. All of us have fear somewhere. Oh God. No, don't be afraid. Tell God that I want to know you more. Tell God I want to love you more. Tell God that you are enough for me. And truly He is.
Yes, sir.
That is how much we should know God. Amen. I've not been able to enter my message. I'm facing interferences. I'm facing a lot of interferences. God wants to guard our souls.
Yes.
Because this teaching is not just, it's an experience. God wants to move us into a world. So there are some people pulling us back. And I'm telling you, see, I understand you. All right? However, I'm telling you, you know enough to lay down your life. Just journey with us. And trust us. See, let me tell you something. I've been following God for years. And I'm saying that nothing can make me not follow God anymore. I know it. The experience is too good. At times I look at something that looks very hard. One time my wife said, Sheikh, you are worried. These are her. She said so. And I just look at it. Am I a normal person? There's nothing. I used to be afraid too before. I say I have fears now. But my fear load has reduced. Why? I know that God is able. I have seen Him do things. I've seen Him change me, change people, thought circumstances. I've seen Him. Why should I be afraid? Please trust me. Trust me. Let's follow God. That's why it's taking much time for some people to journey. It's taking so much time. Your soul, Satan has crippled your soul with fear. Some of us, we have low self-esteem. We think we are worthless. Satan has told you that you are nothing.
Yeah.
And you have believed it. Let me tell you something. Satan, they lie.
Yes.
That
liar.
I know. Satan, they lie. If you give him room, he will lie to you every day.
Yeah.
With new lies. new ones. There was a time Satan told me, he said, you will die before you are 40. I fought that warfare between 38 and 40. I fought it and fought it. Nah, sir, I'll be 45 in some weeks time.
Amen.
2 weeks time, I'll be 45.
Amen.
Satan told me I'll not be 40. Nah, I'll be 45. She was some of you have believed some things about yourself.
Yeah.
Some of you here, you have believed that seeking this path will make you poor. So sometimes you are sad. I feel some of you are not happy, you are not joyous. It's an unaccompanied Jane. It's like, so what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, really? What has the enemy told you? Who are you hearing? Nobody hears Jesus and it's not full of joy.
Yes,
I know it's at times Satan also whispers to me. He does. He goes, when I'm in the bathroom, he will talk. When I'm in the toilet, he will talk. When I'm reading my Bible, sometimes he will come and say, but boy, Bible don't care. The enemy is like that. So, but you know, I'm not disturbed. He's doing his work. You to Facebook. What did I tell you make you do? Face your book now. Somebody tell you, say, what did they do? Face your own book. The guy, they're doing work. I mean, and we need to commend Satan for that. If there's anything to commend about him, they do their work judiciously. In fact, they have faith that you will not make it. Even when you are making it, koro koro in their eyes. I used to wonder, what kind of spirit are that? They are seeing that you are changed. You are changing. You are becoming a better person. You are living some nature. So they say, oh, you don't look bad, Jare. On a lie. They don't give up. So at times I say, these guys, you can learn from them somewhere, sir. Why are they so determined? They are so determined. Even some sins that you have overcome, they will come and tempt you again. Try Alison. Only one, only jello. Satan will come and tell me. So I'm happily married for 17 years. Come and tell me, give me a thought of another woman. I just laugh. Satan, I just laugh. Hey, you guys are very funny, sir. At times there are some things that they come when they bring some temptation on. It's embarrassing. Yes, sir. I'm even embarrassed. Abba, Satan, Abba. Abba, go try another one, sir. Nobody this one. We don't. You know. Say we don't pass this stage. So you go say. you see the speed. I said we can try you. I said we can try you now. Yeah. We don't feel say now. Only jello. Don't speak. That's how you are. You need to know. See, listen. You need to know how they think. Yeah. That's how they think. That's Monique in trying now. Only jello now. Abao. You don't know those spirits. They are so intelligent. There's no language they cannot speak. There's no character they cannot mimic. Some of the characters you see, it is them. I say, Baba. There's a spirit that says, Baba. There's nothing. An angel is the most smartest. There's nothing that falling in there. There's nothing that cannot. They can mimic Holy Ghost. Yes. They can give you vision and dream. Yes. It will look like it's the Lord that is speaking. Yes. You will come out, you will feel like it's the Lord. Yes. They organize it. Yes. They organize it. It will look exactly. No, it takes experience for this one, I'm telling you. I have had visions, experiences that they were, I call it counterfeited. The only thing that saved me was my sense of doctrine. I said, this one can't be God, though. But the thing looks so real. It was really lay. Hey, guys, he bad. They mimic a true experience. And then so I said, wow. Look at this thing. I said, guy! As if you don't know, if you don't have doctrine sense, you can't escape this one. You will hear. Some thank you is oversight that will help you. People older than you say, this one is an evil spirit. You not see it. Some people have been given call to ministry by wicked spirits. Uncle Funchesa. Just to waste his time. Because for them, the problem they hate is salvation of the soul. When they know that you get it by sitting down, they can move you forward. They can move you. Just go. He even takes wisdom to even have this sense. So he says he's working for the Lord and evil spirit have more access to you in that code, in quote, working for the Lord. They will keep you working for the Lord. Just keep walking. Mashallah, mashallah. Abba, evangelist. Mashallah, mashallah. Ekushe, ekushe, Oluwa. Ekushe, taku, taku. So that's why Satan is not against you having or not having.
Yeah.
Satan can. If having money will make him access your soul, he will bring it plenty. I'm telling you. That's how they think. They don't have, they can organize breakthrough for you. They can organize breakdown for you. I don't know, sir. Pastor, am I preaching, sir? You don't know these guys. Can we say amen? You know, you know, let me tell you, listen. Let me tell you something. God knows that there are some things that we cannot even escape as traps. We have already entered it. God knows. You know now what God does? God walks through them. You have already made a mistake. You have already made a mistake. God knows that this one. Maybe as the enemy, as the other, mortality will escape a little, sir. Because it's beyond your reasoning. The only thing that God does, God now walks through it. In spite of your mistakes, the Lord now uses that as another. That is why God is the only wise. God is the only wise. God now looks at that situation. Okay, how can we walk out my will out of this? So God still takes it and looks at it and said, okay, this is what we'll do. God keeps doing that. And that is how God has saved some of us.
Yes, sir.
Took us out of certain, a terrible circumstance that is supposed to break you down. God used it. That is what amazes spirits. They all know that God is wise. They know. Say, Kai, Elohim, don't use him. Elohim, don't. You know, that thing that came against Paul was to finish Paul. Paul only born with Lisa. She won't preach Kirini. So they have planned it. Paul, very soon, they won't hear your name again.
Yes.
I hear my tassa. Toba de tassos. That's how they are. So God now saw that situation and saw how God was going to work out deliverance and salvation for Paul. So I don't fear. Satan threatens me. I don't fear. I just say, one thing I told God, just help me follow you. I will follow you. I will keep following you. I know that's where my safety is. So I'm just evangelizing some people. Please follow the Lord. Love the Lord more than anything. Love the Lord more than anything. Your security, that's where it lies. Don't love any other thing. Don't have idols in your soul. Don't be afraid of serving God, loving God, giving yourself fully to God. Don't be afraid of losing things. Don't be afraid. It's a lie. Satan will tell you that if you lose this thing, your life is finished. It's a lie. It's a lie. Oh. Not true. You will not live to see tomorrow. Hmm. My life is not in your hands. And if I go with the Lord, it's better. To live is for Christ. To die is gain. So Satan, you don't have any say in my life. Your life, your future will not be good. You cannot determine that. My life are not in your hands. You can't sustain this thing. You know me and you. We know you now. Oh, God, to you will sustain it. You are not meant to follow God like that. See. Just go and look for one Christianity to only. Omoke will like stress. Omoke will like stress. Later on, yeah. Don't worry. All this God, we are going to God. It's not for you. It's not for you. Know yourself. And Satan will now show you some of your weakness that looks real. Let me tell you, it is you that is weak that God enrolls into this. God does not need people that have strength. He needs people that don't have strength. Am I talking to some people? Don't be afraid. All right? If you are married, trust God for children and wait for them. Don't be afraid that you don't have children. Don't let the fact that children has not come, you are not sad. You're not sad. They say like this, but they're suffering. Do you know what? I love children, and children are part of the portions that God will give you. But let me tell you, God must be more to you more than children. Get that one first. Don't worry. Get that one first. Let's see if children will not come. However they will come, they will say, I come. But know that God is what to you more than what? Children. You know, was it the Akana that told that? Am I not what to you more than 10 souls? That's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let God be what to you more than children. He said, children are not joy. God is joy. Yes. No. Let me tell you. If you have children that don't know God, you'll still be sad. Yeah. Which one do you prefer? Children that will give you stress. You don't see children that will give you stress. You will not have rest of mind. So, you know, you see, let me tell you. We read things from our own point of view. You know, it's Satan that paints that God is bad. You know, have you ever thought about it? You just say all the evil is even this God said it's not as good as people say it is. It's Satan. Satan designed this world, circumstances to make people have one sight about God. It's just like good people. I know good people that suffer misunderstanding. My father is one of them. God's servant, he suffers so much misunderstanding. I just wonder, but this is a good man. It's Satan. He will do it in such a way that people, he will always do it like that. That's how people, a lot of people misrepresent God, misunderstand God. Sometimes you just see this God is a tax master. Satan is the one. He wants you to have a terrible view of who God is. Meanwhile, God is totally opposite. Hell! I don't know how I can explain this to you. Yeah. All right, let's have that. It's more of a weird meeting. Spirit meeting. God is walking deliverance. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a healing balm. It's a healing balm. It's the healing. Healing, healing. I'm healing you. I'm healing souls, said the Lord. I'm healing souls. I'm healing souls that are crippled. I'm healing souls that have been affected. I'm healing many. I'm healing many for the purpose of journey. Oh, said the Lord, I make you to tabernacle even in this place for me to heal. I'm healing feet. I'm healing sight. I'm healing sight. I'm healing sight. I'm healing sight. I'm taking away scales. I'm opening eyes. I'm healing feet to walk again. I'm healing ankles to walk again. Oh, I'm healing weak ankles. I'm healing weak feet. I'm restoring strength. I'm restoring strength. I'm healing you of that fear. I'm healing you of that worries. I'm healing you. I'm healing you. Healing, healing. Receive my word. Receive the word of healing that I sent to you. Receive it. Receive it for you to have it work done. I'm healing you. Amonana shtevele kalamonde sipras talian de kaliste bajanyalo verananastelania. It's a priestly healing. It's a priestly healing. It's a priestly healing. It's a priestly healing for you to come and journey. Journey. For you to come and journey. For you to come and journey. For you to come and journey. Respond to the healing so that you move ahead. You move forward. You move forward. You move. I stop here to heal. Receive it. Receive it.
Amen.
Receive the healing. See the Lord.
You know, if anything ever hurt you that caused you pain, it's not God that did it. Believe me, it's not God. God's nature is not like that. Maybe you had a rough upbringing and you wondered what was God doing? Why were you going through that situation? Maybe you had to live as a maid somewhere. You lost your parents at a very early age and life was bad. Never enjoyed the comfort that other children enjoyed. And you have looked back and wondered that why did you have to go through that? What was the gain?
Yes.
Let me tell you this. If there was no gain, God will not allow it. You know, many years ago, you know, I grew up doing my summer holidays in London. I mean, that was really good now. In the 80s, holiday, I remember that British Caledonian. I don't know, maybe they have turned up, but that was, I'm talking about as far back as 5, 6. So then, even at times, if my daddy would not go, I had cousins abroad. They'll take us to the airport, put tags on us. Me and my brother will fly on the plane. We'll get abroad and my cousins will receive us. I mean, that was how I grew up. And there was now a plan that we will school abroad. The plan was already set. Hallelujah. So I remember I had early memories of London. I knew it was in my soul. Loved going to London as a young boy to do holiday. Who doesn't like that kind of life? So something happened in the course of the family that changed that. Then we came from London to downtown. So for years, I held certain hearts in my soul. You know, I won't give you details. I held it. I didn't wonder what if this person did not do like this. I didn't understand. Until years, you know, I got born again. I grew up. And I met one of my cousins. When I saw him, the Lord said, this is how we should have been. This is how you have been. They said, why I allowed all that thing? I was preparing you to be a voice to your generation.
Yes.
Why did God take that time to explain it to me? It was too long. I'm talking about almost over 30 years. It took him too long to explain that to me. I didn't understand why I had to go through. There was a time I used to trek to school and trek back. We didn't grow up that way. We go some level of comfort, but things happen. I trek to school. Then my mother would be so, she'll be crying. Because actually, when I grew up, I was very fair. I was very fair. Growing up, my skin was like Anu skin. All right? Or maybe lighter a little bit. So at a particular time, you know, issues of life and all that, you know, all those things. I became rugged. You know, I now discovered that training was, There are some training you went through before you got born again.
Yeah.
God does not wait for you to get born again to begin to train you for your life's assignment. So I learned training. So I know how to walk, sir. So I can trek. So I'm worried, sir. I remember when I was in secondary school, we used to walk to our school. It's like walking from here to UCH. It became like it was not far. So I remember one of my classmates then. She said she was calling me. She wanted to catch up with me. He said, "Mama, you motorcycle here." Boom, 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 boom. I learned how to walk. So I didn't know that God was building resilience in me. By the time I entered school in university, I could handle some things without stress. God had built capacity even before I got born again. Capacity to handle challenges of life. So all those things were part of training. It took me years to understand that God was building resilience inside me. God used that circumstance that was supposed to be a disadvantage to train me. I said, "Oh, so God, so this thing, actually, oh no, she share. I didn't know." The fact that you don't understand something now does not mean it does not have a purpose. A time will come in the future, you will celebrate your downfalls. You will celebrate your losses. Because all of them were all for your good. Pastor, what do you mean? Yes. We hold for your good. If God allowed you to grow in a very tough family, where you had, there was combative family, you know, you had more than one, these many children from many sides, is to teach you how to walk in love. There's no better love training than that. To keep loving. You love your steps. You love them. I'm still learning it even myself. You love them. You pray for them. You wish them the best. It's love training now. How better can you get that? Because you can be a Christian and still have animosity in your heart. Still have hate. All things work together for our good. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Please, I want you to believe me. Some of you are about making a wrong decision. Please believe me. Let this message help you to trust God. Amen. And just follow God. Some of you, after this today, you will follow God like you don't understand, but you just want to follow God. Because of what I've said. Amen. So you are inching it on what I'm telling you. But I want you to believe me. I want you to believe the Father, believe Jesus, believe me also.
Yes.
Believe what I'm telling you is true. You can bank on God. Even when he does not look sensible. So I've made mistakes in my life and God brought me out of it. I understand you. I've made mistakes too. All right. I've made mistakes. There was a time in my life as a teenager, I was chasing girls up and down. I don't know what was wrong with me. Meanwhile, I was a voice to my generation. I was chasing girls up and down, up and down. I remember I had Satan arranged some bad guys around me. Say, guy, Jazino, that's what they used to call me. Jazz man. I say, hey. Jazz man. I say, hey. I was looking for, one time, there was one girl in my area. Guys have gisted me about that girl. I said, I'll get her. If you know what I've done, sir, I have gone to do ring, jazz ring. Yes. With Muslim, I asked some Muslim guys. The Obama is saying ring. Because we're asking fuck, all right? So I did it. Just man. What did they happen, sir? Just man. Jacino. I said, hey. I did those things. There was one girl. My mommy did not know. Then my daddy would have gone for, I was looking to get that girl by all means. So it now happened to be the street of one of my daddy's friends. One night he saw me. God used him. He shouted upon me. That shout was anointed. It was as if I had a spell. He broke that spell. I went home sorrowful. I don't know what happened to me, but I knew God used that man. I felt that God protected me from entering into some girls. I tried everything. I believe that if I had done it, I would never be a preacher. I knew what Satan was going to do something to damage me. I've never seen that kind of thing. So I tried everything. Some people, having sex, you know, was not an difficult. For me, it was almost like forbidden. Like, I try everything. Abba, why are you arresting me like this? It was God. You know, some people, one shay, one jello. He won't want shay, one hank.
Dead by hanging
me. Sir, what the statue, sir? You will hang. So I've made mistakes. I've done things I'm ashamed of. Things I cannot even say publicly. So I understand you. Don't think that this one is holy. I understand you, sir. But all right, let's have that. I can't teach.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Apargo fatabino making is the making of a prophet. It's the making of a prophet. It's the making of a prophet. Even from before the time I even called you, even before the time I call, I began to make. I'm making you. I put you through. I allow some of those things. I allow some of those things so you can know how they operate. For you see, even weaknesses, even your downfalls are trainings for you to know how sin operates, so that you can also be a vessel that will deliver others. So it's a place even to learn, to gather spoils of war, so that as I deliver you from things, you can also be instrumental to me to deliver people, to deliver another. For there are many waste cities, there are many desolations of generations, there are many works that have been done by the adversary, that I would place people, that I am placing people, for it's a ministry, that I have placed, that I've even placed, even for this final generation, even for this time, such that I will have you be raised as an army. We will be deployed in different spheres. And you will, in your sphere, you will be instrumental to God. You will be instrumental, even harvesting souls back to the kingdom of light. For you need to see how even the kingdom of darkness operates. You need to have knowledge of how the kingdom of darkness operates. Even, I'm not saying this for you to go ahead and test it. I allowed those mistakes when you were not born again. I allowed those mistakes when you were not in knowledge. I allowed them. And I also placed. I also placed an emissary. I placed an emissary. Emissaries around you. And I do that all also, even according to the prayers that have gone before. Prayers that have gone before many of you. Prayers that have gone before many of you that I will use even to police you. When you were without knowledge, I intervened because of my purpose that is in view. My purpose. For many of you, even struggling with things, there is a great purpose for you in the future. There's a great purpose for you in the future that I will use you, even from the things that you are presently struggling from. I will use you from the things you are presently struggling from as a tool to bring redemption, as a tool to bring redemption to others. For you will see, you will be able to discern, you'll be able to know how that darkness is operating, you'll be able to know how that operation is working, and with that skill you'll be able to unlock many from their darkness, you'll be able to unlock many from their bondage. For that's my wisdom. For out of darkness I raise my sons, out of darkness, yes. I raise my sons out of Egypt, I bring forth my son. It's my wisdom in operation. For you see, even the things that the adversary thinks is for his own glory, is for my own joy. It's a preparation ground. Everything is a training ground. When you see it according to my purpose, say the Lord.
Can we all say amen? Amen. Can we thank God for that? That was awesome. That was awesome. Father, we give you thanks. So I understand you. But honestly, Jesus is real. If Jesus is not real, I will not be standing. I remember in SS1, one guy, the first time I entered fellowship in my life, in GSS2, it was Deeper Life Fellowship. They invited me there. So one of my friends pulled me there by force. When I entered the place, I saw them crying. I left the place the other second. I couldn't stay. I said, only me, Oshedjo. You understand? For years, I had friends preaching to me, SS1. They say, you know, you go to hellfire. I said, it's nice now. I said, we go plenty there, we go bubble. I didn't know what I was saying. All right? So, it pays to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. I couldn't preach my message today. I just felt at a point I was hanging. I couldn't press forward. Some people had some sorrows. Some people had some distractions. Some people had believed a lie. All right? And the Lord had to minister to you. Please listen to what the Lord said. In following Jesus, there are no losses. I can even count my losses as gain. I count even all the losses as gain. It all my losses does not weigh mercy I've received. Oh yes. Oh yes. I want everyone in this church to be on fire. Serve God like you are crazy. Yes. I don't want to arrange people. Oh, hello, you know how you doing? Oh, brother. Sam, be crazy. Be a crazy lover. Go on fire. If they call you fanatic, let them call you fanatic. Be hot with Jesus. It is worth it. It is worth it. Jesus is not kind of person you take small and you just take him like you are. But you're doing where King Jesse. So when they give you Jesus, you swallow him. You ask for more. So when I see get plates, when I get, you know fufu now, they use fufu. They give you 2 fufu, you swallow them. So, madam, shall you get extra? That is who Jesus is. You should never be satisfied with Jesus. You keep eating him and following him and getting more of him. That is what you do with time. Listen. That is what you do with time. Yes, that's what you do with breath. Yes, sir. More breath, more Jesus. Amen. Nothing else that you use breath for. This life, natural life, it has expiry date. Yes, all of us one day will go and meet them. Yes, so what's not the big deal? I found out I was getting older recently. So So I just cover my white hair. I wasn't like that before. You also grow old. So what's the point? You now grow old, old in vanity. Something that will not last for eternity. Get sense. So even if I get Jesus and I don't have what the world offers, I've lost nothing. Because this part, see, film lanche. One, where end the film, sir. There will soon end this war. This war is a film. It's not real. On my role is over. Film me. So you think that I've suffered. Sir, see, make sure that you participate in the real one. The one that is coming. You must future in that one. Say, this one, you may not be a star. I don't need to be a star. Satan has told me many times that minister don't say, I go, you need to come on me. You need to come on me. Well, the moral preacher, I don't need anybody to know me. I'm okay like this. I didn't sign to be known by men. I just want to please the Lord. That's all okay. There's no loss with following Jesus. Come begin to thank the Lord. Let us thank him. Let us thank him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Come on, lift up your hands and thank him. 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 Give him all the praise. Receive grace wherever you are. Listening to me, even in the tents, receive grace. The presence of the Lord is over you right now. Helping you, solidifying your heart, granting you grace, comforting you, strengthening you, helping you to make the right decisions. You will not fall. You will not draw back. You will keep serving God, getting better every day, growing stronger every day, loving deeper every day, making progress with Jesus. A new strength has been imparted into you. You will no longer remain the same anymore. A new fire is inside you. It will burn brighter and brighter every day. A new sight has been given unto you. You will see clearly every day. A new ears has been given unto you. You will hear clearly every day. The Lord is drawing near, and you will draw near to him. Can we thank the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's just thank him. Let's thank him, Pastor.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.